The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. This segment is brought to you by Carbach, live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 at SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
No Le'Veon Bell this year.
Do you think it's a good idea or not a good idea?
Would you want $6 million to risk hurting yourself and not getting the big deal at the end of the year?
If you ask me to play six football games for $6 million, I think I'll take my chances. Is he going to be the highest paid running back in the NFL?
Somebody will pay him. And you know, it'll be one of those contracts where you can get out of it. Somebody will offer him 3 years at Todd Gurley money. A couple names that have popped up on your Astros. They and the Yankees both interested in James Paxton.
James Paxton, I have an affinity for. I think he's a special player. I think he's getting better.
He's had some injury issues.
And that's the problem with him. I think there would be a serious competition for who the second best pitcher on the Astros would be next year if James Paxton was on this team.
And that'd be an upgrade over Dallas Keuchel, frankly.
Man, I'd love to have that guy.
Here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, or you can get us on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at my name Jong, at Degenerates975, at MK Pallet, as Eric Mayhem Warner joins us.
Hey, it sounds up, like
we need to get his microphone on here. Oh, you got to use this one.
Oh, wrong mic. Hey, yeah, what's up, Fred?
Rookie mistake there. You should be past that now. You should know that it's this mic.
Yeah, I guess you're right. All right, it's always the one on the left.
All right, so what is this awesome beer that you brought us?
So this is a veterans brew we did. It kind of started off, one of our hop suppliers, Yakima Chief, sent out this like mass email back, I don't know, beginning of October saying, hey, there's this hop blend that a couple of veterans who work for us and we know to benefit the Semper Fi Fund came up with this, and you know, proceeds from every pound sold will go to that fund. And so, you know, I was like, guys, we got to bring some of this in. And our innovation brewer got with three of our veteran brewers at Carbach. And
you have three brewers who are vets at Carbach?
We do,
man.
Yeah, they're great guys. I mean, two were.
Are they great guys? Are they Marines?
Yeah, they are.
I knew it.
two of them are. Yeah. But I mean, like one of the guys, man, he did like serious interrogation stuff, you know, 6-7 years ago over there in the Mideast. So anyway, they came up with this beer. It's like a pale ale. It's on tap, you know, limited at the brewery. We're given $1 per pint to a fund of their choice.
Okay.
And I told these guys, like, this is really cool. I mean, the fact that you brewed this next year, you know, whatever you guys want to do, blank slate, but let's really try to blow this thing up and take it to the next level. And so it's a nice little pale ale. It's kind of a the constituent hops in this thing: Centennial, Mosaic, Cashmere, Simcoe. So yeah, real nice, easy drinking beer.
I like it a lot. You said someone else chose the hop blend, or your guys chose it?
No, we bought from the hop supplier this blend that veterans who work for them kind of came up with this hop blend.
Okay.
So,
and you guys tapped it on Sunday?
Yeah.
Nice. Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. We did a little sneak peek for our employees at an event we had last Friday, but then and we kind of recognize those three guys who brewed it then.
Nice.
It was really cool. And so I think this could be the start of something. And these guys, one of the guys in particular, he's really excited about doing things like this. So I think he's going to run with it. So, what else we got going on? We got a new thing. All right. Let me ask you guys this. Team Marketing wanted me to talk about beer and Thanksgiving food pairings.
Okay.
And things such as...
Did they want to talk about when you get drunk around your family and there's always someone, one of your uncles, who's either inadvertently racist or maybe grabs like one of the in-laws' breasts or something like that?
You know,
that's they didn't want pairing. You to talk about that.
Yeah. They didn't want, you know, that's the thing. They're trying to scrub it, whitewash it,
right.
Make it lily white, pure. We all know it doesn't go
like,
down that
like
way.
Like maybe you have a cousin who, an older cousin, mind you, like he's well into his 40s, but he domes a couple of BBHs and he throws up not on the pie table, but right next to it.
Pretty much nobody, turning everybody off to dessert.
Yeah, nobody wants to eat pie when there's throw up next to it.
But I tell you what, AJ,
keep people from eating that damn cranberry.
Yeah, that's true.
But
I don't
see,
eat that
you already, you're already on it. I mean, you're on it. BBH with pumpkin pie. That sounds really
that is
good.
Pretty good. Yeah.
BBH with turkey sounds good. BBH with anything sounds good.
Well, here's
good.
What we have. So here's the part I'm sort of challenging them about. Turkey, Love Street. Ham, Weekend Warrior. I'm like, wait a minute, bro. Ham? And so I'm going back and forth with it, DG, and he's like, oh, yeah. And he said he polled like the break room at work just now, and like it was 50-50. Ham's Christmas, isn't it?
I think so too. I don't believe in Thanksgiving ham.
Yeah, I do. I do know people that eat ham on Thanksgiving, but not us. We don't do it.
I don't know anyone.
I believe ham is an Easter dish.
Boom.
It's definitely Christmas for sure.
So, I'm a big believer in ham for Easter. Thanksgiving is turkey, obviously. And Christmas, you have choices. You can do turkey. You can do prime rib.
Oh, yeah.
You can do ham. You've got options.
A goose.
Yeah, you've got options for Christmas.
Duck. You can even
do duck. Is good. A turducken, even, if you want. There's a lot of options for Christmas. But I think Easter is ham. Thanksgiving is turkey. And there's
pretty
no debate.
Pretty non-negotiable. Yeah. Unless you're like a vegan or something.
And then you want to eat a tofurkey.
Right.
Yeah.
But... Okay, well, thanks for backing me on that. So so I said, DG, I'm not talking about that. No, you got to bring something better. So what we have, I think this is really good. Speaking of prime rib, you know, we've been doing these prime rib Thursdays at the brewery. The Thursday after Thanksgiving, we are kicking off Wagyu Thursdays. So I don't know if you guys know, but one of the original founders of the brewery, he buys all our spent grain, and they're raising Wagyu. And amazing. I think I told you I had this underblade cut when we were at this deal a couple weeks ago. And it was from the RC Ranch. These guys are going to be out there talking about their different cuts every Thursday. And I think you guys need to come and really, you know, vet this and make sure it's appropriate.
I'm in.
Count me in.
The seal
in.
Of approval.
That sounds awesome to me.
Yeah, I'll let you know when they're doing the underblade night or when they do. They're going to do different cuts, you know, in addition to kind of traditional cuts. So that'll be every Thursday at the restaurant, starting the Thursday after Thanksgiving.
Cool. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
It'll be yummy.
Yeah. We'll have to have the show out there again so we can do that.
We got another one. I think we still have one more for the year. You guys are like road warriors. You're always on. I heard you guys lamenting that yesterday.
It's too much. It's too much. We're exhausted.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, you got to get these sponsors to kind of back off on that.
Right.
Or
I mean, like, what?
I mean, it's a restaurant. What do you expect? People to come to your restaurant?
Don't you want people to just hear us talk about your product on the radio from our studio where we've got good quality, good connection,
especially
and things
like that?
Especially
when we got beer here. I mean, we don't need to go there for that.
No echo.
It seems simple to me, but what do I know?
Yeah, well, the live remote, I don't know. It's you guys are obviously pretty popular, as the listenership is about to find out. So I you guys are knocking it out of the park, and yeah, it's amazing to see you guys. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to come in anymore.
We'll find a way.
Yeah,
yeah.
You've been with us since the beginning, pretty much. So.
Well, we're getting to that time of year where I got to get team marketing to re-up.
Are we?
Well, I think because we did an annual deal.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm
so
sure.
So I think they want to do it again. I want to do it again. And we got to get our brew going. We got to get our brew going.
I'm ready.
Yes.
I'm ready. You tell me, like, let's say...
I think the week after Thanksgiving or the week after that.
Okay.
One of those 2 weeks.
All right. I'm gonna check my schedule. I'll see what the wife's got going on. We'll pick a day. And we'll make it happen.
You guys doing a lot of holiday parties and stuff? Like, let's say I wanted to bring my people for a holiday party. You guys could set me up out there?
Yeah. I think, obviously the kind of Friday, Saturday nights in the big room.
That's the upstairs room.
The upstairs room. That's kind of taken. But we have a couple other little smaller spaces, and certainly, like, some stuff during the week is available. So, yeah, folks, if you're still looking for a last-minute spot to do a holiday party, give us a shout and we'll make it happen.
What else you bring over there?
That is some special beer from our good friends at Wicked Weed Brewing in North Carolina. They sent us some beers, and I wanted to share those with you guys. So when we go off air, I'll tell you about those.
All right.
But yeah, a couple hoppy beers, a Pilsner.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then we're going to the pipeline is now kind of full. So starting, you know, a month or two ago was like we were having all right, guys, here's Weekend Warrior. I know we just did that last month, but here we go again. Now we've got some new stuff coming. The BBHs will be coming.
I can't wait for that. I think I have two left of the originals. I had some Canadians in town this week, and I popped one of those for them. And they loved it. And they're like, oh, we got to get some of this and take it back with us, eh?
And yeah.
Like, well, unfortunately right now, the only ones that I know of are in my closet.
You're That's right, because you got a bunch of them ripped off,
I did.
Right?
Yeah, I did. And so I was fortunate enough that I had a friend found like five of them for me. So I restocked. And but yeah, I'm down to, I think I have one left now.
Well, Fred, AJ tells me you've been lately mostly nice, not naughty. So I think we'll chat with Santa and see if we can't make something happen.
I think that sounds like a plan. I want to get drunk with Santa.
I'm not opposed to that.
How about Santa's helper?
How about Mrs. Claus?
That's
kind of
what I'm
wasted.
Talking.
How about one of those little hot elf chicks?
Boom.
I'm in on that.
All the elves are boys.
No, there's female elves.
Santa, we got everything covered here, man. You just go smoke your pipe and we'll take care of things in the shop here.
That elf you hooked up with, that was a sex change elf. That was that was the Caitlyn Jenner of elves.
Couldn't really tell the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. Felt the same to me. Although I do know that elf is suing me now because.
Right. Because you blew her out.
Oh, God.
That was good.
What else you got going on?
Oh, man. Yeah. So, we got, I don't know if you guys read, but, barley prices are up big time this year. Hops are actually in pretty decent supply, but bad barley harvests all over the world. So, go figure on these commodities, right? Like the price of oil is tanking, but the price of barley is, of course, you can't, it's kind of hard to trade barley. So you can't necessarily, but I'm sure somebody out there is doing it.
I know my father-in-law's place had a really good barley year, so they're raking it in this year.
Oh, so they had good, because most of the biggest barley growing regions are a little west of there, and I think they had like rain and snow, around harvest time,
right? And they also had fires that took out a bunch of fields up there too. It was a rough year, but fortunately. At least ours did okay.
God, that's awesome, man. And I'm sure he has like crop insurance too, right?
Yeah, yeah. And most of it now, I mean, he's retired. All he does is rent it out to people and then take a percentage.
That's the way to do it.
Works out really well. So, well, I'm sorry we can't keep you longer today, but this is depressing to me. So next time you have to just do a whole hour.
Hey, I'm down, and I'll have a couple beers for us to try, and it'll be after Thanksgiving, so we'll have a lot of crazy football to debrief on.
Oh yes,
and what a great time of year. My favorite.
You've passed me in our fantasy league.
I know.
I've had a couple bad weeks.
And you were undefeated there for a long time. 5-0, right?
Yeah, and then I was like 6-2, and now I'm 6-4.
And I saw you won the pick 'em, although you had to kiss your sister.
That was last week. This week, Philly screwed me too. Because I was all set to win the pool.
Yeah. I've got to quit tinkering. I make game day decisions that always bite me in the ass.
Yeah.
First instinct, man.
Yeah, that's always what I got to go with going forward. Yeah. All right, man. Well, have a good holiday. And we will talk to you after Thanksgiving, bro. Thanks for stopping in. Thanks for bringing this badass beer by.
Likewise, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, man.
All right. Tell them about Man Centers right here. All right. The Y Factor presented by Man Centers. The same practice as always. Nothing's changed but the name. And sometimes guys don't even know their testosterone counts are low. But maybe you're feeling sluggish in the bedroom or at work or in the gym. And you're like, man, what's going on with me? It could be testosterone. And Man Centers, they're not talking about testosterone injections. The other places recommend that. Man Centers, they focus on your body's natural ability to produce its own testosterone and enhancing that. Because those synthetic injections can damage fertility, cause dependency, long-term health issues, and even shrinkage. And no one wants shrinkage. They've got three locations, Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell. They're in the Memorial area off 249 in Tomball and now open in Webster. And they're going to check you out for free, $150 value for that free general male wellness checkup that they do. Plus, if you've got to get anything done, if let's say they check you out for free and they're like, hey, you need this done. Guess what? It's the end of the year, so your insurance deductible's paid off. Time to get that stuff done before the calendar flips. Call them today to set up an appointment, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book an appointment online. It's the Y Factor, presented by Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Hey, guys, are you looking to hire? Well, there's only one company you should use, and that's ZipRecruiter, because ZipRecruiter is smart. Not smart, drinking a bunch of beer on air. Well, it's good, but it's not smart. Smart is using ZipRecruiter to hire. There's a lot of job sites that'll send you tons of the wrong resumes to sort through. That's not smart. But just go to ZipRecruiter.com/play to hire the right person. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. It's powerful matching technology, scans thousands of resumes, identifies people with the right skills, education, and experience for your job, and actively invites them to apply so you get qualified candidates fast. There is nothing worse than getting a bunch of resumes that have nothing to do with the job that you're trying to hire for. ZipRecruiter takes care of that for you. And right now, guess what? You guys can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/play. That's ZipRecruiter.com/play. ZipRecruiter.com/play. Not smart? Getting married 3.5 times. Smart? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Step back out of my way. Head first into the maze. I won't be broken.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I'm just going to have this pint of the Uncle Rick's Pilsner.
All right.
There's not that many good Pilsners out there, to be honest with you. The only one that I truly love, ironically enough, I can only get in Saskatchewan, and it's just called Pilsner.
Pilsner is the hot new style.
Yeah.
I don't know why, because it usually doesn't taste like anything, but people seem to like it.
You know,
it's kind of like I think it's like the trend, like where Beer Guy got really out of this world for a little while, and they're like, oh, I've got to drink a bourbon barrel aged coconut flavored vanilla stout. And then they were like, now we just drink Pilsners. It's simple. It's crisp.
Yeah,
it's like when guys started drinking PBR for a while when that got big again. It's like, you know, you don't like how that tastes.
Yeah, I thought that was all because of Blue Velvet.
Nobody likes how PBR tastes. Nobody says, man, that's a quality beverage, and then drinks it. They're doing it to look cool, or they think it's trendy or something.
Kind of like Lone Star here.
Same thing. Yeah. I mean, I think Lone Star is literally PBR packaged differently.
Yeah, with a star on it.
Yeah, and they have regional versions. Like in Chicago, it's called Old Style. Yeah. It's all basically just the same beer, just packaged differently. All right, we've got some guys in studio who are not going to be big talkers, apparently.
Yeah, but, I wanted you to grill them.
I thought I was going to. Calvin and Alan. Andy, that's right, Andy. Pull up to that mic, Andy. I'll hear from you.
Sure.
Calvin seems a little bit shy.
Reticent.
Yeah, what's going on with him?
He's just shy.
Man, you better never get in trouble with the cops. You're gonna look super suspicious the way you're sitting over there. No one's going to believe you. Tell people what you guys, or how you guys wound up being on the show here.
We actually won this at I believe it was a Houston Zoo. Probably going to get in trouble. I'm not sure it was Houston Zoo, but my wife bid on this at an auction.
The same thing the other lady was here for, like that African wildlife.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's it. Yeah. African wildlife.
Because you guys love animals, obviously.
Love animals. We have a dog.
So your wife said, I know that you guys love to save white rhinos and
you're on it.
Tigers. And you guys were like, yeah, so let's give a lot of money to those animals.
Pretty much.
Did she ask you if you wanted to do this?
No, it was a surprise.
Because I'm going to break some news to you right now. You guys could have got something way cooler than this for the money she spent. Like you guys probably could have gotten a trip to Africa and like, you know, seen animals or something. And here you guys are up here with us chuckleheads.
Well, I mean, we're both big sports fans and we both listen to the show. So
okay. You listen to the show, Calvin?
Well, I do.
You don't want to mic up? Okay, he's all right, he says.
He's good.
So last time, I just so you guys know exactly what you won, and it's the call is yours, but you guys won time on the air with us. So, I mean, we can weave you into the show if you want, or if you just want to sit back and watch us do, you know, the show, which, by the way, I still will never understand why people want to watch us do a radio show. I feel like it's the most boring thing in the world.
We'll do a hybrid.
Okay, that works for me. What kind of sports are you guys into?
Well, we're huge Astros fans.
Okay,
and Calvin's a huge football fan.
Okay,
and we're Michigan fans too.
Michigan fan? Did you go to Michigan?
No, my wife did. My brother did.
Okay,
my family did. So.
And you said you moved here from New York?
Yes.
And you're an Astros fan, huh?
Yeah, you know,
I figured you'd be in here with a Yankees hat or something.
No, I gave up the Mets and Yankees a long time ago. Astros are much more fun.
Okay, that's fair. And I can't say that I blame you. What about hockey? Are you a hockey fan, either of you?
No.
So you guys get really bored when Fred talks about hockey on the show, you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, I tend to tune out hockey.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Oh, jeez. I'm so rude.
Are you from Canada?
He is. My wife is. He's a Canadian.
No, my wife is.
He's like
is.
You. Yeah, his wife's Canadian, so he loves Canada. You know, your wife's she went to Michigan, so you love Michigan. That's just the way it works.
Yeah, that's right.
So. Yeah, my wife, I don't care what my wife likes. She's not the boss at my house. I run the roost, so she has to like what I like or else.
That's a good attitude.
That's the way it should always be. But, I mean, I see you guys want to roll over. And
how many years have you been watching Walking Dead with her?
Okay, listen. Listen, it was good for a few years. It's just not been good lately, that's all. We were talking earlier about the Astros and, you know, whether or not they should be bringing back Dallas Keuchel or Charlie Morton for that matter. Instead, maybe going after James Paxton, trading for a guy like that.
Yeah, we heard that.
What do you guys think about the what's your ideal look for the Astros rotation next year?
We've talked about it. I think, you know, clearly we like JV.
Yeah, he should stay.
Everybody, we love Garrett Cole.
Yeah, he should stay too.
He needs to do better in the postseason, but he's clearly amazing talent. We're big Charlie Morton fans. I guess he's leaving though, according to you guys.
Yeah.
Was it Josh James, the guy at the end of the season?
He seems pretty good.
Really good. You know, I guess McCullers is gone for the season.
Yeah, got to find somebody.
So, yeah, we're big Blake Snell fans, so we were kind of hoping they'd open the wallet for him.
Yeah, a lot of people are. that guy's, he's going to get some looks for sure. But, yeah, that's a hell of a player. I don't know what the Astros are going to be like, because we talked about Patrick Creighton's article the other day, Fred. And he's like, oh, just trade for all these high-priced guys. I don't know how much more money the Astros are willing to spend on top of what they already are.
I mean, that's not Jeff Luhnow's game either, right?
I mean, typically not. But I will, to his credit, I they've been more willing to spend money than I thought they were going to be. Like, once they realized, okay, we're competitive, they went out and paid some guys. And
Well, they spent a lot on Yuli. They spent a lot on Josh Reddick.
Spent a lot on Justin Verlander.
Yeah. Well, they traded for him, but
right,
still.
Right, but I mean, they pay a salary every year 28 now.
Million.
That ain't cheap.
Yeah.
So, did they get something from the Tigers to offset that, or?
They got a little bit up front, but this year it was all, I mean, the Astros paid the whole thing this year, and they'll pay the whole thing next year. But, I mean, obviously it's the right move. But yeah. I don't know if Jim Crane would have made those moves. So I do think ownership has a lot to do with the success the Astros have had. Although I shouldn't say that. Jim Crane paid Carlos Lee, you know, wasn't wise, but he's the one who opened
was
up his checkbook.
Was he an owner during Carlos
Lee? I think that was Drayton.
Oh, was it Drayton?
Yeah.
Okay.
El Caballo.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Yeah. I'm getting my timeline off.
You know what it means to be a champion?
No, I don't.
Neither did Drayton.
No,
that's okay.
He doesn't either.
All right, 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show. So,
is this as awesome as you thought it would be, Calvin? He says it's great. I don't believe him, but he says it's great.
People love doing stuff like this. I mean, we take it for granted, I guess, because, well, we don't come in here every day anymore because we're always out places. But every time somebody's come in here, they've had fun.
Calvin, you didn't tell any of your buddies you were going to be on the show today? No? You didn't tell some chick? You got some lady that you want to shout out? No? Okay. All right. No need to be shy. This is your big chance. All right. He's good. He's a quiet one.
Yeah.
He's a quiet one.
We're pretty friendly. We really are.
Yeah, we're not that bad. You don't have to be scared of us.
Yeah. I would be scared of.
Yeah, Chong.
That guy?
Yeah. He kills animals.
Yeah, he's like a murderous ninja.
Yeah, he's no good.
He's
frightening. But we're all right. We're not too bad. All right, Fred, you want to hit your live read here?
We're going to do a live read with the man himself. Lawyer Dave is on the line. And Dave, before we get to the actual advertising part of the read here, how was Vegas?
It was outstanding, Fred. I actually made money gambling. How about that?
Wow, that's a first. How long have I known you?
My wife spent that times five.
Well, that's not a first.
True enough.
Hey, I was...
Hey, Blitzers. Go ahead.
I was talking to somebody today who was had been in an accident, and they were like, who is that lawyer guy you talk about all the time? And I'm like, come on, man, Lawyer Dave. Everybody knows Lawyer Dave. And so she's going to call you because she was in a pretty bad accident. And you know what? She can't afford to go to the doctor. You're going to take care of him, right?
Absolutely, Fred. Here's what happens sometimes. People get in car wrecks or some kind of an accident where they get hurt. They don't have health insurance or they don't have money out of pocket to even pay the copays. So we help those folks get the medical treatment they need without any money up front. And anybody that's got that kind of a problem now or in the future, they can hit me up at 713-626-8900. We've had a lot of play lately at Lawyer Dave Law on my Twitter handle. And then a lot of people hit me up also through the lawyerdave.com. So the Blitzers from the East Coast of Texas to the West Coast of Texas, that'd be El Paso to the Golden Triangle, will come help you no matter where you are.
You'll even help those people in Dallas, won't you?
If I have to. Okay. If they're listening to the podcast and they're Blitzers, then yes, I sure will.
Well, the best thing, you don't charge for your consultations and you don't get paid unless the Blitzers win, right?
Absolutely right, Fred. The consultations are always free. And if somebody employs me to do something for them, we get paid when they get paid. If we lose, we all lose. We don't get any money from them. That's how we work, and make it affordable for everybody.
All right, give them that phone number again, and it's at Lawyer Dave Law on Twitter. I get asked that a lot, and I always point those guys to you. Give them the number again.
And I appreciate that. It's 713-626-8900, 713-626-8900. Better dial Dave.
All right, buddy, let's talk soon.
Thank you.
All right, it's my man Dave. We'll be right back.
Marshmallow! live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I'm really glad Lawyer Dave won money because he was texting me for picks this weekend. So obviously he didn't use them all. That's a good thing. It was not a good weekend for me.
Yeah.
You guys are just having a really interesting conversation about...
I'm an interesting guy.
Jim Harbaugh and Michigan football. I was intrigued by it. So, who would you take him over was your question.
Yeah, what coach is... Like, I asked him, he's a Michigan fan. Yeah. I said, "What do you like Harbaugh?" And he seemed kind of non-committal on it. I said, what coaches would you prefer over him? And the only ones I can come up with are... I would take Nick Saban over anybody. And then...
Kelly...
Chip Kelly?
Not Chip Kelly, not Brian.
Oh, Brian Kelly? Oh, yeah. No. You got a big advantage there. Don't trade that out. Don't take that Brian Kelly weight on. No, you don't want that. I think Brian Kelly's a horrifically overrated coach.
To quote Coming to America, he whipped Jim Harbaugh's ass.
He did. Yeah. Well, I don't know if you call that an ass whipping.
Yeah, well.
I'd take Harbaugh over basically anybody besides Saban and Urban Meyer. Even Dabo Swinney. I'd rather have Harbaugh.
I might rather have Swinney.
That's fair.
But I mean, that's...
We like Dabo Swinney.
I like Dabo Swinney, too. He's good. Yeah. And he's found a couple special quarterbacks. Looks like he's got another one now. Yeah. But...
ACC is really weak.
Well, the Big Ten's pretty weak this year, too. It's a...
What do you mean? Northwestern's going to win its division.
I can't wait for that Northwestern Wazoo Rose Bowl. The Rose Bowl has got all the glory, and they're going to have Northwestern versus Washington State.
Don't count Mike Leach out.
Well, yeah. I mean, Mike Leach better beat Northwestern. I mean, if they're going to be up here, number seven or eight in the college football playoff rankings, if they get to the Rose Bowl and lose to Northwestern, I'll never take them seriously again.
I will say Harbaugh picks his assistants really well.
He does a good job with that,
Don James, Don Brown. I mean, that guy's kind of bailed him out.
Yeah. Michigan's got a really good defense. I've been saying for a while now, I'm starting to think teams like Clemson and Michigan can play with Alabama because defensively they're so good and they're not horrible on offense. Like LSU, if LSU had an offense, they probably could have played with Alabama. They held them to a reasonably tight game. They just couldn't score. You got to get on the mic when no one can hear you here.
Everybody found that LSU had such a good defense, but Ty, Tua just rolled in 20.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's, if you can't score with them, you can't beat them. But Michigan and Georgia, I think Michigan, Georgia, Clemson, those are the exceptions to the rule who are good enough defensively and have enough offensive power to at least make a game.
The problem is historically it's taken a team with that kind of defense and with a Kyler Murray type of quarterback who could create things with his legs. That's why Kelly beat him a couple times at Mississippi because he was able to do that. Johnny Footballer's not Deshaun Watson. There's just not a lot of guys who can do that.
Yeah.
You have to have the team and you have to have a quarterback that they can't defend. And I just don't know that anybody has that other than Oklahoma. And Oklahoma's defense is so bad that it wouldn't matter.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't count Trevor Lawrence out. I think that guy's a player. But again, I don't know if he's the kind of player who could beat Alabama.
Fantastic hair though. That's all.
Way better hair than me.
Yeah. Well,
for sure.
I think you could pretty much combine all four of us. He's got better hair than
all
four of us.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right.
But, yeah, and so the rankings, no real surprise. Alabama 1, Clemson 2, Notre Dame 3, Michigan 4. So I think Georgia was 5. It just flipped over on me before I could see which one it is.
I think it was 2.
Yeah, and so basically it's going to come down to, I think of all the teams left, I don't really see Clemson losing. I just don't think there's anything on their schedule that's going to stop them. I still think Notre Dame could lose either this week or to USC. I don't think it's probable, but I think they could.
Yeah, I think they're going to stomp a hole in Syracuse. I think Syracuse is phony too.
I think Syracuse is better than you think Syracuse is.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. I don't think anybody in the ACC not named Clemson is good. I think all those teams are garbage. Boston College, Pitt, all, North Carolina State. They're all a bunch
of
frauds.
Guess who Notre Dame's been beating up on?
Those frauds.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Syracuse is the best.
Syracuse is right in the pile with those guys.
They're at the top of the pile of frauds. Yes, they are.
I think Pitt's the top of the fraud
Maybe.
Pile.
Yeah. I don't know. But I do think Syracuse can score enough to give them a little bit of a run. Yeah. And it's if that,
I'd love to see it.
Well, if that game were in the Carrier Dome, I would unload on Syracuse.
Because so to me, I just mentioned the teams I think have a chance to play with Alabama, Clemson, Michigan, and Georgia. If Notre Dame did a favor, I mean, that would be Georgia would still have to beat Alabama to get in. They won't get in with two losses.
That would open it up for an Oklahoma or Washington State or West Virginia.
I don't want that.
West Virginia, no. But I think they're doing Will Greer is an NFL quarterback.
I think so too.
Gary Jennings. I was watching that call with them in the West Virginia versus Texas game last week.
That was a ballsy call. And you know what? There's credit to be given to West Virginia for what they've done. But West Virginia's in the same boat as most Big 12 schools. Who's your best win?
Terrible defense. That's
I don't know. I don't know who your best win is. You don't have a great one. But I just don't know if West Virginia... I can't picture West Virginia playing on the same field as Alabama and being competitive.
Yeah, you know who you're forgetting about.
Don't you dare say UCF.
No, I was going to bring this up because one of the websites did what the line would be if Alabama played UCF.
28? 31. Okay. I didn't look at my numbers.
I brought that up just for you because, yeah.
Nobody wants to see that game. And let me tell you something. If I said... raise your hand if you want to see that game. The only people who would raise their hand is UCF fan. And after that game was over, they're going to be like, God, I wish I would have never seen this. Because everything that they've built in their heads of what they are would be shattered. Well, it would be over.
Let's be honest.
They'd have to take down their phony national championship banner and everything.
This team isn't as good as last year.
No, I don't think so either. They're throwing
out there now. They lost some key guys off of their defense, which was fantastic last year. And really... I mean, Heupel's done a nice job with them, but I think they're going to lose. I do. I think Major, if you're listening, fire your damn defensive coordinator and win your last two games and get to the championship game because I think you'd beat them. But they keep trotting that same defense out there. They got no shot. But I wouldn't be shocked if Cincinnati beat them. Luke Fickell's done a nice job with that team.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
So, but yeah, they're not the same team they were. And you know what's going to happen this year. They're going to win out. They're going to get a bowl game, and they're going to get it against a team that's actually happy to be in that bowl game. It's not going to be a team that just lost.
I don't think it will be
in the SEC championship.
I think it'll be Ohio State or Oklahoma,
and
like Oklahoma Central Florida Fiesta Bowl is what I would project.
Over 85,
over 1 million. Nobody playing defense.
Yeah,
but
I like that.
Like even I mean. As bad as I think Oklahoma is, I still think Oklahoma beats UCF by 10 points.
If motivated?
If they're motivated.
Well, and that depends. Does Kyler Murray say, you know what, I'm not playing the bowl game. I need to get ready for baseball.
He should. He's going to get a lot of money.
Well, he's already getting paid, and from what I understand, there's a chance he may come back next year and play more football.
No, he better not. The A's. Yeah, I'd get out of there. I'd be like, hey, listen, Boomer Sooner, it's been fun. I got some money to make here.
If you think you can come back and actually make the playoffs, though. I mean, he's already getting paid. They've already signed him. And I know the agreement was 1 year. I'm sure he's got some kind of out clause where he can do another year.
Well,
I don't know if he's actually getting paid, but I know he's got a contract.
Yeah, he's got a contract. I think a big decision-making factor for him, because whose name has been thrown out as possible head coach in the NFL? Lincoln Riley.
Yeah.
If Lincoln Riley leaves, Kyler Murray just better take his little bitty ass out of town, because...
If
there ain't a lot of systems where a 4'9" quarterback is going to be a Heisman candidate.
Stop. That's why you got blocked on Twitter by him. He's not 4'9".
Okay.
4'9" is legally a little person.
Oh.
He's 5'1".
Okay. Well, I didn't know.
So he's not a little person.
Then I apologize. If he's listening, I apologize.
He's not listening.
You guys go ahead and tweet at him that I said that, because guess what? He blocked me. He'll never know.
Yeah. No, I'm the one that called him 5'1". I want to note it for the record that I respect the man's stature. And, you know, there's a big difference between 4'9 and 5'1.
Much like he's the same size as my oldest son.
Yeah, well, he's the same size as Charlie Palillo.
Who's 11. Yeah. Well, my son has bigger shoes than Charlie Palillo.
Yeah, so.
We've learned that.
There you go. All right, we need to take a quick break, but first you need to tell the people about Dirt Free.
Yes, listen, the weather outside is frightful. as they say in the old Christmas song. And you're dragging in a bunch of crap from outside onto your floors, and your wife's mad at you, and she's giving you the stink eye, and you're probably sleeping on the couch, or at least like getting an insufficient dinner at best. And you could just say, listen, honey, I know the carpets look like hell, but I'm going to take care of it tomorrow. Here's how you do that. You call Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning, get the fall special, 3 rooms of carpet or tile clean for $100, and they'll throw in a free speed dry. I mean, that's cool. You can even, if you're a sorry SOB, you can always make that her Christmas present. Merry Christmas, honey. I got the floors clean for you. Do it when she's not home so she thinks you did it. But either way, if you've got the light-colored carpets, that's what's in. You got to keep them cleaner. They look rough. Get Dirt Free's fall special, 3 rooms of carpet or tile clean for $100. 281 Dirt Free. Go chemical free with Dirt Free. They're using the best technology in the game. No soaps, no chemicals. And they've been doing it for over 30 years, cleaning your upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. You want the inside of your car clean, they'll come do that. 281 Dirt Free. Tell me you heard it here on ESPN 97.5. Get those 3 rooms of carpet or tile clean for just $100. That's 281 Dirt Free. 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
Never go back to the AM dial.
Your home for sports is only on FM.
With ESPN 97.5.
And Sports Map 94.1.
Hey guys, I have to tell you about a really cool app if you're interested in getting into investing at all. And I've been using Robinhood long before they ever started advertising with us. It's an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos. And it's all commission-free. And what they try to do is make financial services work for everybody, not just the riches. They want you to get involved and be able to do it comfortably and do it with confidence. It's simple and intuitive. The clear design is presented in an easy-to-digest way. I get on there every day. I check the app to see where my stocks are. I have a watch list where I can go and find – I'm seeing what other stocks are doing so I know whether to jump in and buy. And here's the best part. No commission fees. Other brokerages will charge you up to $10 for every trade, but Robinhood doesn't charge commission fees. You can trade stocks and keep all of your profits. And the cool thing is, if you're just kind of wanting to dip your toe into it, this is a great way to learn how to invest as you build your portfolio. How about this? Just for the blitzers, Robinhood is going to give you a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build your portfolio. All you have to do is sign up at faour.robinhood.com. That's faour.robinhood.com. Get in the game. Make your money work for you. faour.robinhood.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Kids Meals is an organization dedicated to feeding our city's preschoolers. When big brother or sister goes off to school, they get a school lunch, but the little ones are left hungry at home. It's ESPN Day on November 15th. At Kids Meals, and we're making lunches for over 2,700 Houstonian kids. It's just 3 hours of your time. 9 a.m. to noon, you'll put a smile on a toddler's face and a healthy lunch in their belly. You can get involved. Just email Michelle, lunch@ESPN975.com. Can't make it to our day? Schedule a day of your own at kidsmealsinc.org. A lot of reasons to do this. It's a great thing to do. It's a great cause. And plus, it's a great thing to tell women. Guys, hey, I spent my whole afternoon making lunches for kids.
Chicks dig that.
They will. You're going to score big with that.
It shows you've got a heart.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Even if you're lying and you're only doing it for the chicks.
That's okay. You're doing a good thing.
The kids still eat. Chicks still think it's awesome.
Yeah. You've done a good thing and it might help you out with the girls.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, oh well. Try it on somebody else. Stop dating such pigs. That's what I would say.
That's a good call.
Oh, I don't care if you spent time feeding young kids. Buy me a diamond. Yeah. Not that one. You don't want that one. All right. Well, we usually do Hey Man Bleep That here, and I had one, but do we still want to do that since we've got these guys, or are we just...
Oh, we can do that. Okay. I've got a bit of a story that I wanted to turn.
All right. Well, let's do Hey Man Bleep That.
All right. Let's go to Denver, Colorado, Fred.
Good city.
Yeah. Where a class assignment was going on, and Channing Cowan, 17-year-old Channing Cowan, was at the mall with three classmates from his psychology class, asking strangers to borrow cell phones. They wanted to see how people would react and whether skin color would impact their response. Channing is a young African-American male.
See, I was hoping you were going to go with some kind of Freudian thing with this, since it's, but okay, go ahead.
While conducting the experiment, a man grabbed Cowan by the arm and accused him of stealing a woman's wallet. The incident was all captured on camera. He said he actually grabbed me and threatened to whoop my ass if I didn't give the wallet back. He was grabbing him and touching him and pulling on him, explained Channing's mother, Alice Cowan. Channing didn't have the woman's wallet. It turns out she had left it inside a store. So students who were conducting a project, they were doing a project to see how people would how racist people would act in the mall. That's got to be an A, right?
Oh yeah,
that's got to be an A.
That he's got to get an A for that.
Yeah, he got accused of a totally different. He was like, "Hey, can I borrow your cell phone?" No, you stole my wife's wallet. I mean, that's pretty next level racism. I would vote.
Yeah.
To that I say, thanks, John.
Hey, man.
All right, Fred. What about you?
Well, mine's a little simpler. It's something I've noticed a lot lately, and you know, I have a lot of bitches about traffic and how people drive in this city because we have the worst drivers in the world. One of the things that I notice you guys doing a lot now is if you're at a green light where you don't have the right of way to turn left and somebody else is going straight, how many of you are just trying to race in front of everybody before they get a chance? This has happened to me 3 times in the last 2 weeks, and I'm actually going to go buy a really cheap vehicle just to have for this, because the next time you do it, I'm ramming you. Full on. I'm gonna put a cow catcher, like one of those old train things, on it, and I'm gonna ram your damn car. And you can see them do it too. They'll like, they start revving their engine before the light changes, and I'm like, dude, I'm faster than you. Unless you got a Porsche, I'm faster than you. I'm going, and if you hit me, I'm gonna jump out and I'm gonna beat the crap out of you, because this is annoying as hell. Why do people do this? It's like it's that selfish, entitled bull bleep that people think, oh, well, I get to go first because I'm turning left. No, you don't. There's a line of cars that your ass needs to wait on. So to you, I say, hey, man, f*** that.
One day you're going to be like Michael Douglas in Falling Down.
I am. I've already admitted that. I am. It's going to happen probably in the next 6 months to a year.
Like, you don't carry a bat or anything in your car, do you?
I carry some weapons.
This isn't going to end well.
I've got... Well, you know what I'm going to do.
You better let Lawyer Dave know that...
Listen, I have weapons in my vehicle. One of these days, it's going to happen. I want to get some old school medieval stuff, right? I want to get like a Morning Star.
Don't you have a sword?
I have a samurai sword.
Why don't you just put that in your car?
No, I'm going to go buy one of those big ass Game of Thrones swords. And the next time somebody does that after the accident, when they come out and try to say, "Well, why'd you keep going straight?" It's like, well, because you tried to go when you weren't supposed to, and then I'm going to behead them.
My favorite
move. Stark style.
My favorite move is when guys get out of the car, and then they get like a bat, and then they start hitting the other person's car. And then the other person incredulously gets out of the car while there's someone hitting their car with a bat. Like, and if you get out with a gun, that's one thing. And by the way, this is Texas.
Right.
If you hit my car with a bat, getting out with a gun.
I'm not getting out. I'm just going to roll down my window and take care of it that
greater
way.
Greater than bat.
Yeah.
But like when it happens in, you know, these states where not everybody carries guns, I mean, if you don't have a gun, don't get out of your car. Drive away. Run over that guy. Do something besides get out of the car.
Medieval broadsword greater than bat.
Is it?
Yeah. Morning Star. That's what I want. A Morning Star. I want to whip that sucker into a circle and bash their brains.
Is that like a mace?
Yeah, it's like with a chain on it. Where
and chain. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, dude, you got to play more Dungeons and Dragons.
Is there spikes on the end of it?
Yes.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. How heavy is that thing?
Depends. They come in different sizes.
Is it like lighter than a bowling ball?
Oh yeah, lighter than a bowling ball.
Oh nice. You could do some damage with that.
Yeah. I'll take on that guy with that.
If the chain breaks, then you're just left holding a stick.
Yeah, then I'll have a sword in the car too.
Okay.
I have a backup plan. Come on.
Time out. Let me get my sword.
No, I'll bring them both. All right. Hey guys, thanks so much for sitting
in. Yeah. You sure you got nothing to say, Calvin? Nothing to the people.
Big chance. The whole world is listening.
Come on. No, there's no judgment here. Shout out your mom for the opportunity to come in here, right?
Yeah, thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom.
All right.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah,
we thank you. Calvin.
All right. Great job, everybody. Till tomorrow. Stay sports, you bitches.